Welcome to Languatalk News. Our first story comes from Russia. The Russian government has announced that it will be conducting military exercises. These exercises will include the deployment of tactical nuclear weapons. The decision comes in the wake of alleged threats from France, Britain, and the United States. It's worth noting that Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. This action led to Russia warning about increasing nuclear risks. The United States and its European allies have backed Ukraine with weapons in response. Russia has stated that this action is pushing the world towards a nuclear confrontation. The Defense Ministry in Russia has confirmed that these military drills were ordered by President Vladimir Putin. The drills will involve missile forces, aviation, and the Navy. The main aim of these exercises is to ensure Russia's territorial integrity against perceived threats from the West. Russia and the United States are the world's biggest nuclear powers. They possess over 10,600 nuclear warheads. Russia holds around 1,558 non-strategic nuclear warheads. Moving on to our next story. A Russian diplomat has suggested that the country needs to increase its missile arsenal as a deterrent to the West. This statement was made during an open confrontation with the United States and its allies. This confrontation follows President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, which has significantly strained Russia's relations with the West. The United States predicts that Russia will produce more artillery this year than all 32 NATO members combined. Grigory Mashkov, the Russian ambassador at large, has expressed hopes that the confrontation won't escalate into a direct armed conflict. However, he stressed that Russia needs to enhance its defense capabilities. This includes increasing its missile arsenal to discourage potential enemies from challenging Russia's might. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute has reported that Russia plans to expend 7.1% of its gross domestic product on the military in 2024. This will account for more than one-third of its total government spending. In tech news from the United States, Apple, the major tech company, has announced an exciting update. The company has launched a new feature for its iPhone users called Face ID with Mask. This feature enables iPhone users to unlock their phones even when they are wearing a mask. Before this, iPhone users needed to remove their masks to use the Face ID feature. Now, thanks to the new iOS 15.4 software update, this is no longer necessary. There is a stipulation, however. Users must also own an Apple Watch to use this feature. The watch must be in close proximity and unlocked for the feature to work. This innovative feature is Apple's response to the ongoing global health crisis. The United States has passed a new law aimed at curbing harmful robocalls. The law is known as the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act. It is intended to put an end to the unwanted and often irritating automated phone calls that many people receive. The law mandates that telephone companies identify and stop these calls free of charge. The Federal Communications Commission, also known as the FCC, will supervise this process. The FCC will also have the power to fine companies that continue to make these unwanted calls. This is excellent news for those who are fed up with these disruptive calls. Our final story today comes from China. Average daily home sales during the major May Day public holiday fell by 47% from a year earlier. This is also a 30% decrease from pre-pandemic levels in 2019 for the same holiday period. This data comes from a private survey that discovered home sales fell in 19 out of 22 surveyed cities during the 5-day May Day period compared to the same time in 2023. The drop was more than 60% in megacities like Guangzhou and Shanghai. The Chinese authorities are attempting to support the troubled sector with various measures. However, analysts believe most of these policies will have a limited, short-term impact. Despite this, there are expectations for more easing policies and for local governments to purchase more housing stock to convert into subsidized housing. Thanks for listening to LanguageTalk News.